To me, there are three specific stages of enlightenment. The first stage is learning by hindsight, if you will. It's like you're going through the suffering. And a woman talked to me just yesterday, and she said, after I gave a talk, she said, 10 years ago, my husband came home and left me. He just said, I'm leaving you, and he walked out. And she said, I was devastated. For years, I was devastated. I couldn't get over the fact. She said, now I can look back on his leaving me as the most important turning point in my life. I see the blessing in it, you know, now. But she had to go through 10 years or 8 years of suffering in order for her to come to the realization that his leaving her was a blessing, not anything but that. So that's like enlightenment through suffering or through a lot of hindsight, all right? Not knowing that there's an opportunity in every obstacle. Then you get to the next stage. And the next stage is where, like, you begin to see and understand in your heart that everything that comes your way is a blessing. Every obstacle is an opportunity, and that's not just a hokey phrase of a self-help person, all right? This is self-realization. When you begin to realize yourself, when you begin to discover your magnificent potential, you see that everything that's coming at you has an opportunity in it, and it looks like an obstacle. So you're starting to say, I wonder why I created this. I wonder what's in this for me. And so what you do is you still may have the suffering, but it's very minimal, and it doesn't last. It doesn't take 8 years. We're talking 8 weeks, 8 days, 8 minutes maybe. So that you have reduced a lot of that suffering, because suffering is always played out in form as it comes from your thoughts, because what you think about expands. And so as this is happening to you, maybe you're going through a divorce, maybe you're going through a tough time financially, an illness or a death in the family or whatever it is, you're looking at it now as, I can grow from this. I can get something out of this. I can transcend this. I can go past that. And when your mind is focused on that, instead of on, why is this happening to me and isn't that awful and someday I'll know why, but I don't know why today and it's just so terrible and awful and I'm going to be so depressed for 6 more years before, you don't go there anymore. That's just a place you don't go. You don't go back there. That's way back there in another time in your life. And you don't have to be a certain age to do this. You can learn this at any time in your life. So now you're looking and your mind is focused on that. All right? So that's the second stage. And people ask, well, if that's the second stage, what else is there? I mean, but that's still not enlightenment because there's still that quality of nature tyrannizing you or the events tyrannizing you. The third stage of enlightenment is like when you get out in front of things, when you see them coming and you play it all out in thought in that other dimension and you decide which of these is going to be brought into form. So it's like you're out in front of it all. You're in a relationship. And my wife will say something to me. And I know that if I respond in a certain way, if I say this, then she's going to say that. And it's like, then she's going to say that, then I'm going to say that. And then, and I can play that all out in thought. I'm out in front of this already, okay? This was at one time a guaranteed absolute blowout. Anger over nothing, fear perhaps of intimacy, who knows, whatever. But it was guaranteed to be angry and PO'd for 2 or 3 days. Her and me. Maybe no talking, maybe storming out, maybe any number of things that people do over silly things, all right, to avoid being intimate, usually. So I play that all out, and I don't have to go there. I don't have to do that any longer. I don't have to make her wrong, which is a great step. I don't have to make me right, an even higher step. There's no right or wrong in it. And I play the whole thing out. And as I play the whole thing out, I decide, I don't have to bring this into form. I got out in front of it. It's gone. It's all been played out in my mind.